walking is an excellent mode of exercise, and you know how it reduces chronic diseases. And also walking is the most frequent leisure time activity by any ethnic groups, and they use streets, sidewalks and streets. However, there are also problems. A lot of people, actually 40% is underestimate, a lot of people complain that there are some environmental barriers to do walking. Okay, so this is just the illustration. You are right here, so you are in the middle of the four-lane road and you can't cross. So that's a problem. So the purpose of the study is to assess the walkability, and it's actually part of a larger study. I actually studied a food store the year before. So it's a continuation of the community-based approach. And tool development and the measures and that sort of technical things. Okay, and study community, the difference between my presentation and others is that mine also includes the rural communities. And the charge is to compare the urban and rural communities. That's the most difficult part. And this is a map of New York, and actually the two counties, Columbia and Greene. Actually, Columbia is in the east side, and the Greene County is the west side. In the middle is the Hudson River, and also the downtown Albany, which is a city right here. This is a closer look of downtown Albany, and actually we use the four zip code areas where the lower socioeconomics kind of concentrate. Okay, sampling methodology. Now, the street is the unit of analysis, and we decided to use the census block group as sort of a surrogate of neighborhood. And in terms of sampling, we decided to sample, well, first of all, we divided the census block groups based on the number of people who are either categorized urban or rural, and that's the census definition. So if it's urban, means 100% of population are urban, and rural means 100% of population rural, and a suburban is in between. And we actually sampled 100% for urban and suburban because they are very distinctive, you know, in many ways. Each community is distinctive versus rural is a very kind of wide open area, and then most of them don't have sidewalks. So we decided to sample only 1/3 of it. So that there are 104 selected overall, and actually we use the sampling weights to adjust for the sampling probabilities. If you're familiar with BRFSS and NHIS, then this is sort of a summary of how many streets are taken and all that. So if you see that Albany is all urban, but Columbia and Greene counties, they have urbanized areas as well as rural and suburban. So different rates of sampling, and ended up with different rates of weights. Okay, this is a map of Albany, so the dot actually represents the streets that were surveyed. And this is for the Columbia County, and this is a map for the Greene County. Okay, now one of the charges of my study is to develop the survey tool. So we developed the survey tool based on some others on previous studies. And this is the actual survey tool. It's a one page, very simple. I can actually share with you if you want that information later. Data collection technique. Now, I can just show you this picture first. This is a street, and this is one side of a street. Okay, and this is the first starting point, midpoint, and end point. So we just walk through, and then we just stop at the first here to get the information about GPS, the coordinates, and look at the street, walking, a crosswalk, and signals. And then at the midpoint, we stop here and then measure actual length of the sidewalk, etc. And then we do the street length assessment as you walk, so we count the number of vacant houses and things like that. And then finally at the end point, we do the GPS and the same stuff again, but also we turn around and look and then see the assess the overall like cleanliness and safety, things like that. So we have two-person team. in order to have the inner radar, correlation. So on average, about 10 minutes. So this is another graphic just to tell you a little bit of a terminology of sidewalk. Sidewalk is actually between, this is like a steps or a porch or whatever that's sticking out from a building, from here to the end of the buffer. So that's the width of the sidewalk. And the buffer can be anything. This green means like grass, but sometimes it's like a brick or any material that's different from the sidewalk. Or sometimes the same material, but just have the little fences or street lamps or things like that. So that's the terminology. We actually had 48 or so different indicators, but I'm not going to go into every one of them, but I have a list of this. So basically, we divided that different indicator into five. Actually, gradient is only one, steepness. It's a very subjective measurement. We wouldn't use the GPS to do the elevation, things like that. It's a little too much. So we did basically the sidewalk basic features. This is how the sidewalk was built. So that is this wide enough, or is it have a good height for the curb, things like that. And the sidewalk maintenance involves like how smooth that surface is. Is there any garbage? Is there anything that you can remove? Personal safety, which is a little difficult to do that for both rural and urban, because urban, basically is associated with crime, so vacant housing or people loitering and things like that. But for the rural community, we decided to use sort of a remoteness or like a dark, winding, wooded area where you can see anybody, some hostile local people, We felt that kind of tension in some rural communities, so that was kind of incorporated in personal safety. And finally, traffic safety is like a speed limit, slower the better, lane type, one way is better than two lane or four lane, if there's a crosswalk, signals, if they have pedestrian signals in particular, things like that. And we did a point system, so we defined what is ideal, and if it's ideal, we get 4 points, or excellent, and if it's very poor, and then 0.1, and then if there is no such thing, in a 0.0. So that's how we did that. So this is very quick way to show the result. This is urban, it's urban. So actually every single street we assessed had a sidewalk. Almost all of them continuous, but one little partial one. In the rural Columbia and Greene counties combined, the sidewalk was only about 30%. So that's a huge difference. And then this is summarizes the difference again for individual indicator. And you can see that the basic feature Albany is a lot higher in maintenance. And actually this is just misleading because sidewalk streets without sidewalk got 0 points. So this is a little misleading. But I can show you the next slide. And then safety. Safety is the only one has no statistically significant difference. But every other indicator Albany was better. And in order to compare street by street for street with sidewalks only, so the all streets in Albany plus against Columbia and Greene counties with streets with sidewalks that we compared, still Albany had better the basic features. The only thing that stands out is the safety. The actually rural Columbia and Greene counties with sidewalk streets, their safety measure were better. So this is kind of conclusion that Albany sidewalk walkability was so much better, urban, and Columbia and Greene was so-so. And Albany, just show the next slide. Actually, this is interesting that I compared with the individual assessment based on the people who lived in the community and how they perceived all the environmental barriers. And actually, it was a very good correspondence between what they thought was their barriers. And also, the Albany community had a higher percent of people actually walk. And particularly in Albany, 23% of people also, you know, try to incorporate the rural indicators like isolate streets. But if you just look at the more objective data, such as crime, and there was indeed that Albany had much higher crime rate. And we did some more logistic regression analysis to compare different features against the socio-demographic. And I'm not going to go over because of time constraints, but I'll just show you the overall difference. That in Albany, as expected, there was a high correlation between the minority population percentage and the lower scores for sidewalk maintenance and personal safety. So again, that the people, you know, described the crime as very too much of a barrier for them to walk, and that was kind of evidence. And in Columbia and Greene County, the results are a little bit more complex. But basically, more urban features such as having having a renter or having anything that relates to urban feature was actually positively related to the walking. So our conclusion is that overall, downtown Albany has much better infrastructure for walking than rural Columbia and Greene. And higher environmental barriers in rural communities was confirmed. But the sidewalk maintenance and personal safety issue in minority neighborhoods in Albany should be addressed. And also, we have to mention that the pedestrian traffic safety issues like crosswalk, street signs, these are uniformly bad in Albany